Today's virtual meeting of EU leaders will be dominated by vaccine supply and vaccine rollout. But after days of tensions with the UK and AstraZeneca oversupply, is a compromise now in sight? A joint statement last night spoke about a win-win situation for both sides, but was short on details. Let's get more now from our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, what do you make of this joint statement on the eve of today's virtual Council summit?
I think, Anya, it was a result of careful diplomacy and a parallel track of diplomacy on the one hand next to a lot of the much more heated rhetoric over who should get what levels of vaccine doses from AstraZeneca. I mean, what this boils down to is a dispute over which contract should prevail. Should it be the contract AstraZeneca has with the UK or the one it has with the EU? Because effectively, AstraZeneca, you know, is kind of riding two horses at the one time, and these contracts appear to be mutually incompatible in terms of what they deliver. Mm-hmm. And the EU is looking at the potential of preventing perhaps tens of millions of AstraZeneca vaccine doses from going to the UK. And also at the same time, the European Commission has brought in new restrictions on vaccine exports, which could also see Pfizer doses prevented from going to the UK. So I think, you know, as one diplomat said, the EU has kind of put a gun on the table in these discussions. And that may be why there is a move now to some kind of agreement with mm-hmm. the UK. They haven't spelled out the details, as you say, but they talked about a solution in the short, medium and long term. And when they talk about the short term, one assumes that they're talking about this stockpile, if you like, of AstraZeneca doses that the UK is expecting, but which the EU says, look, they should really go to Europe, even though the European contract with AstraZeneca may not be quite as hard as the UK contract. Our citizens are dying and we need those vaccines. So that's the mm-hmm. backdrop of the dispute and the backdrop of the council meeting today.
And some critical decisions to be taken by those EU leaders then when they meet virtually. We know that Taoiseach has spoken against export bans because you can ban things going one way, but you can find your supply line then gets threatened another way. So it's a question of how win-win or lose-lose the leaders decide to go.
Yes, and the ironic thing is that, first of all, this is an informal summit. They were meant to meet in person, but because of the third wave now taking hold in Europe, it has to be a virtual summit. And for that reason, it's designated as an informal summit. So therefore, they can't take kind of executive decisions. And in any case, it's within the Commission's powers to amend a regulation on the criteria associated with export restrictions. So in a sense, EU leaders today, including Micheál Martin, can voice their opposition to what the Commission is doing. And there's been quite a bit of irritation that this was kind of sprung at the last minute right before a European summit. But the Commission is within its rights yeah. to amend this kind of legislation because of the powers that the Commission has on trade. But if there's a large body of opinion at the summit, and if a lot of EU leaders come out and say, look, this is ultimately damaging to the EU's reputation, it could disrupt supply chains, then the Commission may well decide to think again. But I would just add to that, this may be academic in a virtuous situation because the indications now are that in the second quarter, there will be a much, much bigger flow of vaccines as bottlenecks are eased. We're talking about perhaps 300 million doses becoming available in the second quarter, and then in the third and fourth quarter, more will come on stream again. So it may not come to a situation where the European Commission has to trigger yeah. any of those new restrictions that they mention. So that's really the sort of threshold that we're on at the moment.
And of course, this virtual summit, this informal summit, it's coming at the end of the first 3 months of the year, the first quarter, where Europe has lagged the UK and the US in vaccine rollout, and the third wave has gotten a grip. So the leaders will be looking to know, Tony, won't they, that there actually will be delivery, that the months of April, May and June are going to start to show a very different picture in Europe. It's been long promised. It's about delivery now, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Now, Thierry Breton, who is the EU's internal market commissioner, who is leading the fight, if you like, to boost production in Europe and to coordinate production, he's been briefing member states that the figures do look an awful lot better for the third quarter, with Pfizer and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, again, 55 million doses. That's the one-dose vaccine. You know, a lot of these will make a substantial difference. And that's why they're saying that their target of vaccinating 70% of the adult population, that's those over 18, is still achievable by the summer. So that could help with the atmospherics at the summit. But again, there are other problems as well. Austria, for example, is saying it needs more of this 10 million doses of Pfizer vaccines, which have been front-loaded, because it's saying it's bet heavily on AstraZeneca when it made its purchases last year, and they've fallen short. So there's a lot of side squabbling going on over which country should get which doses.
All right, and we'll have more on this after 8 o'clock with David O'Sullivan. For the moment, Tony Connolly in Brussels. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. 18 minutes past seven.